Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, we are back on August. What the hell is today's day anyway? August, I don't know what today's day is.
August
Monday
27th.
Night.
Good grief.
Thank you for showing off. I'm still drinking. I'm still on vacation. But once again, Sean Black will not leave me alone. So we are back, ladies and gentlemen, on the Absolute Truth Show right here on Blog Talk Radio. I am your drunken queen. I am your host, with the most, the king of kings himself. I am the Hot Rod. And on the phone line, I have the one, the only.
It is Sean Black. Maybe somewhat in the building. I'm not sure yet. I mean, it's still the summer, right?
Yeah, it's still the summer.
We've been away for, it's been, 3 weeks since we've been off the air. So,
hey,
this is,
hey, you know what? To your defense, Sean Black, and I show you the messages, people have missed us.
Yes.
You
and
know.
We thank them for the actual, for them to actually care, you know?
Yeah.
So, thank you for
that. And you know what? And I want to give a shout out to one person, Shirley F. I don't want to say the last name. She messed up the most. She especially missed you, Sean Black, because she told me every time she listened to you, she falls asleep faster. So thank you so much for that.
Bite your tongue, Hot Rod. Thank you for the shout out, even for what the Hot Rod is saying or not. I'll take that with a grain of salt, but I thank you for the shout out.
Oh well. And one more announcement. I am happy to announce that Tisha has decided to join our family on a time-to-time basis. When she's available, she'd love to be part of the show. So thank you and welcome, Tisha, to the program.
Yes.
Now
we have an NWO Tisha. Oh, sorry about that.
No, wrong promotion.
We'll give her something that's actually pretty cool. You know, we'll give her a business card like we all got.
So the number of anyone out there to listen in and call us and tell me what's on your mind is 347-989-8402. The number once again is 347-989-8402. Sean, it's the end of the summer, but do you still, on this hot day, want to piss somebody off, or some people off, I should say?
I think so. And considering during the 3 weeks we've been off, all hell seems to have broken loose, I think we could probably go ahead and kind of push them to the edge of being pissed off.
Of course. Well, of course, even though this is old news, rest in peace to a great singer, Aretha Franklin, of course. And it's over this past weekend, we lost a great senator, John McCain. I want to talk a little bit about John McCain, of course. I met him a few times. Nice guy. But, of course, there's always some controversy, some negative about Senator John McCain. Of course, everybody was watching to see what your boy, Trump, would have to say about John McCain. And in a press conference, he basically did not say anything. He just, the reporter asked him, what do you think about the great John McCain? Mr. Trump said, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. See you later. Thank you. But his body language spoke more than the words that he said. You know when Trump is upset or he don't want to be bothered, he crosses his arms like a little child.
Yeah, he crosses his arms and he pouts his lips and he you said, he acts like a 4-year-old that didn't get his cookies. That's pretty much how he looked.
Yes, and basically his body language told the reporters to get out. So, and I saw Sean some tweets from other people that like school John McCain, school cancer, blah, blah, blah. He's a racist, blah, blah, blah. Basically, Sean Black, what is your thoughts about John McCain?
Well, never meeting John McCain, obviously. He was a senator in Arizona. I know that there are a lot of people that have looked at him over the years. He was a war veteran. We know his story because they've talked about it a lot over the last few weeks, especially since he has admitted to diagnosed with this cancer that he was going through. Knowing that he was shot down, was held captive for 5.5 years and tortured. We know all of the things that have happened to him, but we also know him as a senator. We know there were a lot of people that looked at him in certain instances as far as race relations weren't all that great, but they seem to have evolved over his last few years. Part of the reasoning that I brought that part up is, just to go to show you, representing Arizona, Arizona was the last state to actually get the Martin Luther King Jr. holiday in. And because of the lack of it being a holiday, way back in 1990, they lost a Super Bowl that they were supposed to have, and they didn't get that Super Bowl back until 1995. That's based on that. But overall, it's disgusting to some of the things that I've seen as far as your president, Hot Rod, President Trump, or as I've called him, President Evil, to a lot of people that know me. It's sad that somebody can take a feud with someone that you work with, that somebody that has been a war hero, has done things and gone on and fought for this country and has done things that only people would probably look at, Purple Heart, et cetera, et cetera. And to take this feud to somebody that is dying and that has died, to the fact that not only usually when a sitting president has a senator that passes away, they usually will furl the flags at half staff as a show of respect. And usually that will stay at half staff until that person is buried. The flag was brought down to half staff until yesterday or this morning, and then it was raised back. This is to show you how petty the president is with this feud he had with the late John McCain. And it's absolutely mind-boggling the pettiness that this person has. But should we be surprised, or are you shocked that seemingly every time something happens, we figure, this is the president, we know who he is, you shouldn't be surprised? Are you shocked at any more so that it seems like every time something else happens, it gets a little bit worse? Or this is a baseline thing that you're expecting out?
No, I'm not surprised. And like I told you, me and a few guys was having a discussion at a bar last night. Go figure, I was at a bar about Trump and John McCain. And our producer knows who I'm talking about very well. And he's a major Trump supporter. And we had two Trump supporters. But one, I admit that, you know what? Well, the stuff that comes out of Trump's mouth is ridiculous. Yes, there are chaos, but the economy is doing good right now. There's some things that are doing good. Trump is doing a good job compared. If Trump could keep his mouth shut, he would be a good president. I know Sean Blake would completely disagree. I know you go down your list. But who would have time for that tonight?
I'm not going anywhere near that list.
But it is funny how, despite all the turmoil that's going on with Trump and his mouth, and his supporters are like glued to him. So to answer your question again, am I surprised? No. Should I ever be surprised? No. Is it disrespectful? Of course. But at the same time, like, you know, this is our saying now is Trump. Like, it's okay now, you know. And I know it's wrong, but it's like that's the new meaning. It's Trump.
And that's the scariest part of the whole thing. That's the scariest part of the whole thing is that his behavior is becoming more and more normalized.
Acceptable?
Not acceptable.
Mm-hmm.
Normalized. Because as there was an expression when we used to see a former baseball player used to play for the Red Sox, Manny Ramirez.
Yes.
He would do some off-the-wall things. He would say something wacky. He was one time he went into left field and urinated in the middle of a game because he had to go to the bathroom, and the expression was, oh, that's Manny being Manny. That was the expression going on up until he retired. This is the same kind of thing that we're dealing with President Trump, and the fact that every time he says or does something, the apologists for him say that's Trump being Trump, as opposed to either being disgusted or appalled. Most people are just saying, I'm used to it. And we're not even halfway through his term fully. And a lot of people have looked at this as this is just normal. And that kind of behavior is not normalized. and as I've said before, as we talked about this off air, this whole entire thing is nothing more than distractionary tactics. We've seen this before. We've talked about this before. We've had so many different things happen, and there's just the 3 weeks we were off the air that have happened that have trumped having people look in one section and move away from somewhere else. Case in point, there was a missing girl named Molly Tibbetts, who went missing about a month ago. And she was unfortunately found dead. Her body was found, I believe, last week. And the person, I can't remember the person's name that was, I believe he admitted to the whatever happened to her or was questioned, et cetera, et cetera. He is an undocumented immigrant, I believe, or an illegal immigrant. And the first thing that happened was your president came out and said, well, we didn't have we had a better immigration policy, and we didn't let all of these illegal aliens come in, this female would not have been murdered, killed. And instead of looking at the fact that she was missing and she was murdered, he chose the time to look at the immigration part of it, just as he always does, which I said before is distraction, deflection. The same way he's trying to deflect all of these things that have happened, to deflect away from what's going on with the Mueller investigation. And that's where a lot of this comes from. We had a shooting over the week, over the weekend, I should say, in Jacksonville, Florida. President Trump hasn't really stated a lot about it, but at some point he will. You would think that this would be some sort of a referendum with the NRA and gun violence, et cetera, because we've talked about this a million times. We haven't heard anything about that yet, although it's been parsed around that the person that did the shooting had mental issues or had a mental was looked at for mental issues earlier in his lifetime, et cetera, et cetera.
Oh, please. But Sean Black, yes. The guy that did a shooting, he lost his game at a Madden tournament.
Exactly.
Madden's football. He lost a game. He lost control. He lost his temper. He decided to go out and shoot people. I don't call that mental illness. I just call that stupidity. I'm sick and tired of people using mental. I'm sorry, but I don't know what you're saying. I'm just sick and tired of people using mental illness for everything. I mean,
exactly.
Yes, I believe we all have mental illness to a certain degree, but that is not an example, I believe, without me knowing the whole story, an example of mental illness. This guy just lost his cool. He became a punk or a little bitch and decided to shoot up the place.
And he was only 24 years old. That's the kicker here. He's a young guy. He had the rest of his life ahead of him. And because he lost in a video game tournament, he decided to kill people that beat him. Even more so, the video of that was shown. There was a red dot on the guy that he killed, that was killed allegedly. I have to say allegedly because there's still more information. That thing has been fully officially made. But the two people that were killed there, they showed the video of a red dot on one of the people that was murdered in this shooting. So that is just hard to believe.
Well, it'll show you once again how the society is just losing its mind. And I will get to Brother B to a minute, but I want to go to my rant a little bit. There was a story that went out on social media, of course, that I gave to Sean Black and Brother B. And it came pop on social media how a woman in Washington State, I believe, got fired via text from her job at a sandwich place, Jersey Mike's or something like that. Because she noticed that she did not get her schedule. And she asked the manager about her schedule, and the manager had informed her that she has been terminated due to failure because she asked for maternity leave because she is pregnant, but she failed to tell the manager that she was pregnant during an interview. Now, of course, on my page, it was blowing up. People had different opinions. So, quickly, before I say what I think about it, Sean, what's your intake about that?
That is one of the most ridiculous things I've ever heard. Now, I understand most jobs are going to look at somebody that they're trying to hire as saying, okay, if there is anything that is going to cause you to lose time in this near future of our employing you, be upfront with us, you know, or do you have to take care of a sick parent, or do you have a child, et cetera, anything like that. They'll want to know that up front. But to actually use that as an excuse to fire someone, especially over the phone through a text, not the most impersonal way to do it. You couldn't even call the person and tell them, so you can at least hear the voice, well, because of such and such happening, we did that. None of that. It's gutless, and it shows you the cold, cruel way that the world works in the business world when it comes to these kinds of things. And also shows you the disconnect that happens between when a male takes time off or has to have do something along those lines and a female, where we're still seeing in the job market, women are being condemned and damned for having reproductive organs, and that is falling right in their laps and causing them to lose their place of employment and losing their jobs. And this has been happening a lot.
Well, before I go to Brother B and K-Dog, you know I completely disagree with you. That's not
shock. Of course.
You know, because unlike you, Sean Black, I have a little bit of a common sense of the situation and other topics. But Brother B, what's your intake about this?
Greetings and salutations, everyone.
Oh,
how y'all doing?
Good day, one and all. How are you doing?
Oh, you know, I'm at work as usual. Ain't nothing changed with the weather. All right. First of all, what was that first topic what was about briefly?
John McCain and Donald Trump, how Donald Trump reacted.
Some kids shot who? Yeah.
Sean know a little bit about that better.
Yes, you probably heard about it over the weekend, that there was an actual shooting in Jacksonville, Florida, over a Madden video game tournament, where this kid, in the middle of the tournament, which was being broadcast on the internet, decided to shoot up the place. The reason why is because he had lost in the tournament previously. And the video showed that you could see the red scope of who he was aiming at. It wasn't like it was a random go in and take everybody out. It looked like he knew who he was going after before he ended up taking his own life. So there were two people killed, 9 people wounded, and he ended up taking his own life.
Okay, can I ask the ethnicity of this individual?
He's a Jewish guy. His name, I've forgotten, I think his last name is Katz, but he's a Jewish guy. And I believe his family talked about him on the news, and he wasn't raised that way, et cetera, et cetera.
Blah, blah, blah.
Okay.
Excuse me.
All right, and then you were talking about the whole pregnancy thing and this, that, and third. All right, well, first of all, I'm just going to kind of go down the line real quick. All right, Trump is, he's a punk ass. Yes, I said it. Because, you know what, I've had this. John McCain, may he rest in peace, even though he was Republican, listen, if he didn't deal with, if Sarah Palin never wound up being his running mate, I would have voted for him. Because I believe he's a great human being. I believe that government is now really missing something that they needed, a person that actually gives a damn. So to make all those comments about John McCain, you want to talk about taking a knee, but yet you disrespect every man and woman that served this country by disrespecting that veteran, that POW for 5 years of his life.
Okay.
And then I also read where apparently someone, one of the military people in Korea or wherever he was at, Nuga's father, and they negotiated a deal. And McCain said, no.
If
we all can't leave, I'm not leaving.
Exactly.
Yes.
So
which was the reason
why
he stayed there for 5.5 years as opposed to being able to leave first. And he had seniority over his unit, I believe.
Yeah.
Exactly. And see, this goes along to everything else. We have a punk sitting in the White House. We have a coward So this is why now all the other cowards are coming out, because he's making it cool to be coward. You got some coward-ass kid who feels, he's a sore loser. So what does he do? He goes shoot up everybody over a freaking video game? So this is what society has become.
In all true reality, it doesn't make sense.
No, it doesn't.
What does a coward do that makes sense? They don't do anything but be cowards. Be fuckboys. That's all they are.
Oh, I got another story for you that'll throw that in there also, but I'll let you finish.
And then the thing with the firing the girl over the set. Listen, maybe he should have said, listen, do you have any ammo or anything right now? Before we hire you, this, that, and the third, because we're going to need you here, or you're going to be out anytime soon. Maybe she should have said something about that, because then things could have went a different way. But the thing is, she probably didn't say anything because she knew she wouldn't have got the job.
Exactly.
That means we're going to hire you, and then you're going to turn around and leave in a couple of months, and then we have to pay you.
You see, it's almost like the person that knows that they have a criminal record, and then they ask you in the job interview, do you have anything in your criminal record within the last 7 years, et cetera, et cetera. And they omit it,
yeah,
knowing that the second that it's revealed, they're probably going to end up losing that job anyway.
So,
exactly.
Sean, that's why I disagree with you in the beginning, because, yes, the way the manager handled the situation was wrong. I'm not arguing about that.
Oh, yeah, that was definitely wrong.
That was definitely wrong. But the way the interview was handled, if she was upfront about it, listen, I'm pregnant, of course she probably won't get the job. And, of course, it's against state law not to hire someone. But let's be honest, as a business person, if I hire you and you knew that you was pregnant and you asked for maternity leave and you only start for 2 months, you can't get paid right away. It does not make sense. And number one, why, if you're pregnant, why are you looking for a job knowing that you need time off?
Well, at the same time, we also don't know what her monetary status is.
We don't know
if she has. Look, there are a lot of people who need money.
She could get help.
But,
get help.
Okay.
Oh, go ahead, K-Dog.
Yeah, since I ain't get a chance to talk, damn it. All right, what's up, everybody?
Whoa.
Wow.
Hold on. You go get the.
Yeah, that's right. I got
to
be.
Hold on 1 second.
Yeah, because you didn't turn it to me. Because y'all won't want me to talk. I'm going to talk anyway, damn it. So let me say something about this whole damn thing.
Okay.
All right.
Somebody on that phone.
To be honest, honestly speaking, you know, when you're going for a job interview, you got to be open about a lot of things. Number one, she should have mentioned about her pregnancy. I mean, that is number one. You should always, as a woman, talk about your pregnancy, saying that, okay, yes, I'm looking for a job, but yet, how many months pregnant was she again? Because I did know the story.
We don't know the whole story about that.
Right. Okay. But then after she was pregnant, and she should have addressed it during the
interview. I would assume that she probably wasn't showing in that sense. So maybe she found out just recently.
But she should have said it. Because she should have said, she should have came up front and say it anyway. Because, you know, in the workforce, especially when it comes to women, they want to know if there's anything that they need to do. Especially, and I'm not saying it in a discriminatory way. I'm saying it in a very respectful way. They know that, okay, maybe they're mothers and they have to take care of their children. Jobs will understand that, and if you're pregnant, they'll definitely understand that. Pretty soon, you're about to give birth. And you're going to have some time off. They'll understand that. She should have mentioned it before. That's my opinion.
Well, it's not just being pregnant when they have their situations once a month. Sometimes they may need special provision.
Exactly.
But it is what it is. You got to be upfront.
But you have to.
Why if she didn't know? She should have got a doctor's note or some type of application. But listen, or had a talk. If she had a talk. Well, like I said, we don't know the whole story. Let's say she did have a talk show with the manager. Listen, I did not know I was pregnant, blah, blah, blah. There's a doctor knows, blah, blah, blah. If she had proof,
that's it.
Then my mouth is shut. Then the manager is completely wrong. But if she didn't know that she was pregnant, she screwed that one up.
She should have said something. That I have to say. It should have been addressed. And as for the shooting that took place yesterday, tragic. And you know, the idiot who did it, I mean, you're definitely a sore loser. He knew his target because in the video, in the surveillance video, as you saw the game being played, as you saw the two young guys playing, you saw a red dot on one of the players. That was his first target because he lost and he just went haywire.
But my whole thing is, where did he get the gun from?
That's the bigger issue. That's the bigger issue, and that whole thing is why I talked about the stretch. But where did the shooter happen?
In Jacksonville, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Jacksonville, where? Florida?
Yep.
Yeah, but that means he already had the gun. He must have already had the gun. So the other thing was premeditated.
They talked about this during, I believe it was earlier today, is the fact that at the time that he got, I think he got two guns. I think they said that he got them legally, but as I stated before, he already had quote-unquote mental issues or mental episodes where he had taken psychiatric treatment. And if they had done their background checks, which is what most people have been calling for the government to do more of, something like this could have been prevented. But as usual, what we continue to see, as I believe there was a on one of the news places, somebody from Georgia who was a district attorney that was there, decided to, instead of look at the gun issue, they looked at the video game issue and they looked at the mental health issue as opposed to the gun issue. And part of that whole thing is what we've been talking about for the last 3 years or so, is that we put the onus and the attention on the wrong part of the discussion when we're talking about guns in this country. Now, the reasoning why it happened may be completely different from all of the stuff we've been hearing about as far as school shootings, et cetera. Mm-hmm. But the fact that a 24-year-old can walk into a mall where they're having a video game tournament and just allegedly, he knew the people he went to go after and just kill people ad nauseum and then not even have the guts to answer up to it, he ended up killing himself.
Yeah,
but that's what white people do.
But it's always the case because you know what? You always hear about this. The mass shooters will take themselves out in the end. It's rare that you hear that they've been caught. You know, you hear about the shooting in Aurora, Colorado. Yes, that shooter was caught.
Listen, you hear about the shooter in Arizona. We can't always blame it on mental illness. See, my issue is that everybody's going to take that word and then use it to where it applies. So all of a sudden, that dude, the Waffle House shooter, he's not confident to stand trial.
Oh, they're going to put him in a mental institution. Listen, you can't call it criminal minded. It's called criminal minded.
Because you know, you purposely went home.
You know what you're doing.
Got your gun
and then
came back and shot certain people. You went to a Waffle House and you shot people. You're not sick. You're not mentally ill. You're not mentally impaired.
Mentally ill people, you hear them talking to themselves. They're either wilding out. They're in a mental institution. There is different forms of mental illness. You have those who are bipolar. You have those who are manic depressive. You have all kinds of
Let's be real. Yeah. You have pilgrims come over here and felt the need to kill all these people, indigenous people, just to take over their land. So, criminal minded. Of course, you have a mind of a criminal. You have a hateful mind and you're a criminal.
I don't call it mental illness.
That's the running standards for when you want to kill a minority or you want to get away with killing someone. Oh, I'm crazy.
That's not mental illness. It's called that you're a hateful person and you just want to see that person that you hate so much, you want to see them gone.
Okay, but is this a perfect example of white privilege, Brother B? So you don't believe in white privilege?
No, I don't believe in white privilege. I think this is just them acting out who they are. It's not a privilege. It's not, how can it be a privilege if this is who you are, if this is your nature? Listen, I had posted something on Facebook. It was something that Farrakhan said, and it was in a Donahue interview years ago. Like, why is everything so directed at making black people or minorities look like they're the most violent one? When we
exactly.
don't have the history, we don't have the history of violence. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like the people that built this country. We don't have a history of violence. They do. So why are we looked at as, oh my gosh, you have to lock your door, the Negroes is walking, crossing the street. Or oh my gosh, I've seen a Mexican run. Like, why? What did we do?
As I stated earlier,
you know what I'm saying?
This is
exactly.
part of the whole distractionary tactics that I talked about that was employed by so many other people that have power that are either trying to do something in the background, so they
yeah.
do something in the foreground, show you the new shiny object, and while you're dazzling
mm-hmm.
at the new shiny object, something in the background is here. How many times
yep.
have we stated before, and you've heard me say on this program, that anytime something happens with Trump, that means something is happening in the background. Or sometime
yep.
you hear another politician
yes,
or somebody else saying something or doing something stupid, and we're all talking about it on Twitter and Facebook and everybody else, something in the background is happening.
Yeah. I believe it.
Just like there was another black person having the police called on them, but it wasn't called on by a white person.
It's nothing new.
This was called on by an Asian woman in Atlanta, called the police on a black man who was smoking a cigarette near a no-smoking zone. She decided he was feet away from the sign. She saw the sign. She's carrying her baby with her in a stroller. She decided to call the cops. So what happened, the person that she called the cops on had a friend who was filming this whole thing and decided, oh, why are you filming me? Don't film me. Don't film me. You're harassing me. No, you're calling the cops on me for something stupid. So until you continue, you get off the phone, I'll stop filming. Naturally, she's pleading and begging and pleading away, et cetera, et cetera. But the whole point is, this is the new norm almost, where things like this have been happening. It's just now that we have the technology and we have more and more people being vigilant in documenting these kinds of things so that people can see exactly the nasty underbelly of the parts of the country that makes everybody outside of the country look sideways at the United States.
But
while
Mr.
there are
Sean,
some good things about the country, there are a lot of really bad things that have happened about this country also.
But Mr. Sean Black, what you just said is absolutely correct, but the sad part is nothing is being done because, as you said, this is the new norm. So it's acceptable to kill a black person. It's acceptable, excuse me, to just take a hardworking person who just came from another country to escape whatever, just send them back to their country to, you know, somebody came over and tried to take care of their family. Because I notice how everybody want to talk illegal, but you know what? Unless you're an indigenous individual to this land, we all immigrants. We ain't got no paperwork.
That's a given.
We ain't got no paperwork.
Don't see it that way. A lot of people still don't see it that way.
No, they don't.
We all
they don't see it that way because, you know what, let me tell you about history. This is the thing. These are the biggest lies that they tell you about history, that, oh, well, this land was a wilderness. I'm like, wow, don't forget, this land was already inhabited when it was, quote, unquote, discovered. You see? And there's a pattern here. There's
and
a
also,
pattern.
And to your point, K-Dog, the other thing is, and I kind of brought this up a little earlier also with the Molly Tibbetts missing girl story, which is very, very sad. But the other thing that a lot of people wonder about is the importance of finding missing people, but
mm-hmm.
you don't have that same amount of effort when you have a minority. We
of
talked
course.
About
oh,
it before
yeah.
with minorities out there that are missing. You don't hear anywhere near the amount of effort involved when looking for the little Hispanic girl that might have gone missing, or the little black child that might have been missing somewhere and you don't hear about it for 4, 5, 6 months. We heard
Sean,
every
you know
day
why?
The, yeah.
You know why I think why? And this is my opinion. I could be wrong. I think they already know because they probably sold their organs or something somewhere. Somebody know. That's why there's no purpose
wow.
in trying to find them because they already know.
Brother B, probably piss some people off out there with that
statement.
I don't care.
Well, that's what the show is, to piss people off. And I'm pretty sure there's going to be somebody out there
that's
pissed
is.
Off.
Brother B,
but it's crazy, though. We don't get that same level of anger and vitriol and we need to look, as often as we hear about these. We hear, like, later on afterwards, these people that have been tortured, people that have been locked in basements for 5, 6, 7 years, and then all of a sudden they're free, and they may have been Hispanic or they might have been African-American or of any other minority race in this country. But you don't hear about the searches for it as far as the amount of time and effort and money has gone into. Like, we heard the Molly Tippett story every day for almost 3 weeks. And, well, as I said before, it's unfortunate because a young female was found dead. Somebody lost a child.
Mm-hmm.
But the problem is, where is that same level and effort of caring when it comes to somebody that is not of her skin color? And that's all.
Exactly.
Okay, I need to switch it up a little bit right now. Last night, friends and I was at the bar, you know, being drunk, as always. And this guy,
as only the
Trump
hot bar can do.
Of course. And a guy, my friend, he's a Trump supporter. We was watching a baseball game, and there was a woman commentating the game. And he told me he have a problem, woman doing sports, commentating on sports, being a sports journal, being a sports reporter. And, of course, everybody, including myself, are like, why? Why do you have a problem? People who play the sport should be the one commentating. Females do not play football, or they do not play baseball. So how do they know the sport? So my argument was they could play the sport outside. There's nothing wrong knowing the game itself, but they don't have the feel of it. Females should basically be stay-at-home moms and take
Whoa.
Care of kids. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
He
must have just came. He must have came off the mountain.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying,
so,
because
course,
you know what?
You know,
Hold on. Yeah.
As we kept our mouths shut, because you know we're in a family restaurant, you don't want to explode. Another people kind of agree with them about that, which that was another shocker part. I'm like, do you think if we have more as they are at home moms, the family structure will be different, or would be going back to the old days? But we all talk about how society is changing, how when you're a parent at home, these kids are out on the streets doing gangs and all this other stuff. Now, Kato, what's your intake about that?
Okay, so as long as I've been watching sports, there have been female commentators. Let's go way back. I mean, let's look at history. You know me, I love looking at history. What about Jane Kennedy? Didn't Jane Kennedy work she work on the NFL?
Correct.
She worked.
Correct.
Did. But she never played the game. She was never
right.
on the
but
field.
You know what? Let me tell you, believe it or not, I'm not saying all women, but some women, they have a knowledge of the game. They study the game. And therefore, when they broadcast, they show the knowledge of the game, which is good. I mean, hey, so what if a woman broadcasts sport? I don't see no problem with that. So what? If she wants to broadcast sports, big deal.
But
if you have a problem with that, then don't watch it.
But the girl part argument my lady friend argument was, the problem with society is everything is always trying to be equal between man and woman. There's something men could do that women can't do, and vice versa. Why does society always have to be equal? Now, that's a strong question. You're a bitch.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. First and foremost, I'm going to school you on this one. There are plenty of male commentators, play-by-play men, and broadcasters that have never played the sport that they were in and have
mm-hmm.
been broadcasters and done well. Case in point, I should say. Howard Cosell, which a lot of people looked at as one of the best sports broadcasters out there. He was a lawyer. He did not play sports. He might have played sports with his friends. He never played collegiately. He never was an athlete per se. So this whole ideal that just because a female didn't, quote-unquote, play the sport, can't talk about the sport, is a bunch of crap. And all those people that are out there that think that because that women that or anybody that doesn't play a sport shouldn't be able to talk about a sport. You can be a fan of a sport. You can be a fan of anything and maybe not have participated in it, but you can still have a vast, vast knowledge of anything. There are people that may not have hands-on computer expertise, but they know exactly where the companies that make the circuits are. They know the programmers. They know the companies. They know all of that. They know the money involved in doing that. So that should discredit the fact that just because they didn't do anything in that sense, they can't talk about it. That's a bunch of garbage. That's that old subscription to that old magazine that nobody wants to read anymore. We have to move out of this whole idea of certain things for certain people and expertise. Like, we, you know, with Sozo Waltman, who I think is a commentator for the Yankees, and Michelle Beadle, who is a sportscaster on ESPN, and all of these different women that know exactly what they're talking about that may not have been athletic can talk and be experts in their field and still not have to worry about the chauvinistic garbage that continues to go on. Now, as you called me the bitch, there you go, Mr. Hot Rod.
Okay, thank you, bitch. Yes, Brother B.
Listen, I really don't care about sports.
Well, sports,
actually.
We know that.
Yeah, I don't really care. But the whole thing was, listen, I don't care. Women can do whatever the hell they want to do. Like, so what? Maybe they like the dudes running around in tight pants. Like, I don't know. I don't care. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't, you know, like, they want to comment on it. Hey, let them comment on it. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's what it is. But what dude was saying in the restaurant, first of all, he has no clue. He has no clue. To even want to say it out loud, to so but somebody can hear them. Hear him, and then they look at all of you like you guys have the same type of attitude. I mean, it doesn't make any sense, man. I mean, everybody's entitled to their opinion, but he might be lonely. But that attitude,
you know, and that's the crazy part overall.
Exactly.
Everyone is entitled to their own opinion, and whether you disagree or not. But there's some places, there's some things you don't say at the bar, because like K Block always say, politics, the religion, and sports lead to great fights at bars.
Yes, it does.
You know, but like,
I've seen it happen.
But you know what? I really want to say real quick, if I may say something, because it's something one of you guys said about, women and mothers and all this and that. It was real interesting. I caught something on YouTube about a week ago, and there was some guy up there, and he was basically saying how he hates the black single mother. Or just, single mothers in general, I'm sorry. That whole single mother in general. But he was also talking mainly towards the black people. But he said something very interesting. He said, for all these single mothers who seem to be proud of being single mothers, who want to talk about single mothers, he said, why are you not in the streets when these kids are dying? These kids that you're raising by yourself, why are you not in the streets? Where is Black Lives Matter? Where are all these organizations when these black bodies, boys, girls, et cetera, are lying in the street from being killed, whether it's Chicago, New York, or California, wherever, where are the single mothers at? Why are you being so quiet?
Because,
exactly.
As you always say, Brother B, our priorities are messed up. It's backwards. You know?
No, it is. It's all backwards, man.
It's, we cry about one thing and on to the next. You know? I really have no complete answer. It does that our priorities are backwards, you know. Why does Flint, Michigan still doesn't have clean water after all these years?
We've been talking about that for the longest.
Big time.
That's killing people right now. Children, men and women.
But you know what? I think it's deeper. I think it's deeper than that. You know what I'm saying? Like, I was watching, oh, I forgot there was some program I was watching, and as much as people want to talk about conspiracy theories, like, is it really a theory? Or really, is it really some type of conspiracy? I mean, Flint, Michigan, the water's been poisoned. So what do you think is going to happen with the next generation? You think they're going to be mentally stable? You think they're going to be physically stable? This is how these little things are. This is a long generational issue. Well, exactly. So do you think this stuff like this going on with the water and the food, the GMOs and stuff like that, do you think this isn't redesigning the physical structure?
And just remember, we just had something on the news about oat products having potential of having
that Roundup is a poison that has been
almost proven to be poisonous. That a man actually sued Monsanto, and how many millions of dollars? But the man is going to die soon because he's got terminal cancer because of it. This stuff has been put in or found to have seen traces in oat products, oatmeal, certain cereals. So who knows what's going to happen down the road is what's going on, you know? So if that cookie that you made for your child may end up giving that child some sort of issue later on down the road, you just don't know.
But you guys will find that recently there have been all these food recalls. Like almost every week there's a different type of food recalls. Overall.
Well, look who is running the country, and look who has put the people that are in charge of that, the EPA and the FDA and all of these organizations that are supposed to watch out for the people and the citizens of this country, look who's employing them and trying to deregulate so many of the things that would be protections against this sort of thing from happening. That's all you got to do. You lay it right at the doorstep of the president and then let it trickle down. And that's what happens.
And before going to you guys, like I told Sean Black, like, you know, a few weeks ago when my cousin passed away, he was a healthy eater. He ate the right food and everything, but, you know, he changed his diet. And he passed away from stomach cancer. So the stuff he ate prior. So no matter, it seemed like today, no matter what you eat, it's killing our bodies. You know.
Slowly, it might not even just be the food, it just could be the air.
Could be the air, could be the water. We're not safe.
Anything. No, we're not safe.
Brother B,
unless you grow your own
stuff. Well, Brother B and K-Dog, we got 10 minutes left. So, Brother B, what is your rant for the end of the summer? What's on your mind? What do you need to let out?
Stupid people need to be packaged and sent to another universe.
Well, that's a lot, man. That's more than half the planet, you know.
To the stupid people who walk across the street on their cell phones, to the stupid people who seem to think it's okay to cross the street when the light turns green and continue to walk slow, to, oh gosh, the people who seem to think that it's okay to sit on the train stairs while people need to walk up and down and say they don't want to move, they just want to sit there and sit on the stairs. There's so variety. People who leave their dog doodle like right there, like don't pick up their dog crap. I don't get it.
Well, go back to Sean's distraction. People are very distracted today. Why do you think people are stupid and distracted today? It seems like people are being more and more stupid every day now.
Well, they need to be packaged and sent to another universe, alternate universe.
Yeah. Well, good luck with that.
Yeah, K-Dog, you still there?
K-Dog sleeping?
K-Dog.
K-Dog.
Hey, he's not there. Okay, well, all right. K-Dog, come back. All right, Sean Black, what's your latest rant before we sign off?
Well, my small rant was we talked about with the president before. We already know about that. I find it disgusting and ridiculous in the sense that we have a president who calls himself a law and order president, a person that always talks about veterans, a person that always talks about flag decorum, talks about condemning NFL players, mostly black, mostly or Hispanic, to have a certain way about the flag. But yet we have a veteran who has passed away, and not only has he been petty with it, but also doesn't even have the decorum himself to keep the flag over the White House at half staff. And keeping it there, instead raising it back up. And then, as you stated earlier in the show, he got asked questions about it and pouted. And then what happens afterwards, after much consternation and argument, probably from his cabinet and from other people, raised it back to half staff. That's part of what is a rant for me.
Well, all I got to say is this, is that someone who shows poor leadership and has no regards for anything, that doesn't make you a great leader. And second, I just want to say this, is that he's not even half of the man that Senator John McCain was. And for him to verbally insult John McCain while John McCain was in his deathbed, he said that, oh well, anyway, isn't he going to die anyway? What kind of respect is that? You showed no regards, no respect for anybody. And so, look at it this way. Donald Trump is not wanted in any type of big event. Let's look at when Barbara Bush passed away. Did the Bushes want him at his funeral? At her funeral? No. Take a look at the press conference, press correspondence dinner, which since he became president never showed up. And even the Kennedy Center honors, where artists who are being honored said that if he shows up, we're not coming. And you've seen him even with sporting teams, where the Philadelphia Eagles said they would not show up at the White House, and so did the Golden State Warriors. And now, Senator John McCain passes away, and John McCain gives his word saying, I don't want Donald Trump at my funeral. This is a lot about you.
Stephen Cato, I got a question from Mike. Mike wants to want me to ask you this, or tell you this. Women like bad men because they want to feel protected, because nice guys don't defend them. Do you think that statement is true, K-Dog?
To say that nice guys, well, you know what happens. When a woman wants a bad guy, it is for protection, but at the same time, there are some women who grow up like they want that protective figure in their life. Like, let's just say, studies show, they said that a lot of women, and I can't say that it's actually true. If that's what you're looking at, that means you must have a very low self-esteem about yourself if you would tolerate someone who treats you like crap, someone who is a troublemaker, constantly getting into trouble, that some 9 times out of 10 the woman will bail them out and say, oh, you don't understand. First of all, to say that a nice guy is weak, that is not true at all. A nice guy is not weak. If a guy is being respectful to a woman, that doesn't make him weak.
Oh, Brother B, I'm sure you have a lot to say about this.
That's what I got to say.
Nice guys finish last to clean up the bullshit from the other dudes. Hey, I said it. That's why nice guys finish last. Because someone has to clean up the other bullshit. That's all.
Exactly, yeah. And they pay for it. And then they get the short end of the stick for it, because they get convicted of the thing that the bad person did. They get the brunt of it, like, oh, you probably the same person, and they get treated worse. Because
they get treated worse because sometimes they're not that bad guy. They get bored with the good guys. They get bored with the good guys. That's something on you. If that's what you prefer. Then if you like trash, you stay in the dirt.
You stay in the trash, and you know what? Don't cry later and saying like this, oh my goodness, look at what I'm going through. Because you know
I
what?
Hate men.
Hey, listen.
I hate men.
You hate men? You could go ahead and cry. You could go ahead and cry if you want to, because you know what? The first time he does something wrong, yes, yeah, shame on him. But yet, if you're going to sit there and tolerate it, shame on you. That means that you're the one that you probably like the fact that he treats me like trash.
But you also have to remember there are a lot of women that don't understand how to get out of the situation or even recognize that the situation isn't healthy for them.
Yeah.
Because we have a system in place right now where there are a lot of women that are looking towards the men that they seek in relationships to be an end-all, be-all savior, a father figure, a brother, a father to their children, the lover in bed, and all of those other things. But yet, they don't. They will settle for maybe one out of those five. And the problem is, in settling with that one out of that group, the one that they, in a lot of instances, they pick the one that has the bad values as well. But
you know why,
they settle into it for whatever reason, because that's all they know about, or they just don't recognize it at the time.
Right. I'm sorry.
And that's
there's not enough of us. There's not enough to go around. We're going to have to start sharing the penis. That's it. The women are just going to have to start sharing. They're going to have to find that one guy that embodies at least four of those guys, and they're going to have to start sharing, because either they're gay, they're in jail, or they're dead. There's not enough men to go around. There are more women on this planet than men. That's that.
Yes.
Got to start sharing.
And you know what? And that's why it is important for every man to please take responsibility and raise their daughters, raise their sons, because you know what?
Okay.
That causes a lot of problems, especially when there's a lack of a strong male role model in the home. It causes a huge mess.
I'm sorry, kid. I kind of disagree with that concept. Like, I understand what you're saying, the male figure and everything starts at home, but that's not for everybody, I believe, you know. Some females are just hard to please, or some females just don't know what they want. I know Tisha was here right now.
Some females don't love themselves. Some females don't know how to love themselves, because if you're begging for a man to love you, and you know you don't love yourself, but yet you're willing to put up with the garbage, especially with neglect and any type of abuse. Because when a woman's being abused, it's not just the physical abuse. It's also the mental and the verbal abuse that they go through, and they stay in it. That's a sad situation, and the story ends very sad.
Okay, like I asked Sean earlier, we got females left, whether it be Kato or Sean. Do you, for in relationships overall, do you stay with a devil that you know, or you take your chances with another devil? But sometimes the grass is not greener on the other side. Kato first, quickly.
Well, the best thing to do is this. Once you see a sign of trouble, you nip it in the bud. But once you see there's more trouble along the way, do your best to get the hell out of that situation.
Brother B?
Well, I'd rather deal with the devil that I know and set fire to his ass every time she try to pull that bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Because the devil that you don't know could be coming with something greater.
Mm-hmm. Sean Black. You're my devil.
It's going to depend on if you see any value in staying in the relationship. Because even if it's a devil that you're familiar with, doesn't mean it's a devil you need to be around. And not going to be happy, I don't want to be in this situation.
But what happens if you leave that situation, you go to another situation? You know, we all know it's lovely, it's great in the first few months. And when you know the person, holy crap, it's back all over again. So I left one hell to go to another hell?
You keep searching until you are happy. For some people, it's an eternal search. You know, just like the woman who was getting married and broke off her marriage because the people in her bridal party didn't pay enough money to help fund her wedding. Some people just can't be happy because there's always something that they're looking for to make everything perfect. Others can be happy with the minimum. Some people, it's a little in between.
So, Sean Black, so why are you not happy with me then in our relationship?
Well, I think you said it earlier.
I think you said
it earlier. Didn't you say something about you being a...
No, you're being a
damn
bitch. I'll call you my bitch. Hello.
What the hell?
Brother B, K-Dog, and Sean Black, as always, guys, thank you so much. Have a safe and blessed Labor Day weekend coming up. We'll be back in 2 weeks.
Labor Day.
Yes.
Labor
2 weeks we'll be back. Brother B, anything going on this Sunday night, or are you taking the night off?
I'm probably be on Sunday night. Probably going to do a little something Sunday night.
Labor Day. 8:30.
We have to.
8:30.
All right, guys. Right here on Block Talk Radio.
All right, gang.
Have a good night.
You too.
Pleasure was all yours.
Peace out. Pleasure was all yours.
All right.